Hi everyone, I am your host, Jamil Quispe, and welcome to another episode of this podcast, where we dive deep into the incredible world of language acquisition. Today, we are answering a question that has intrigued many people. Do children actually soak up languages like sponges? Well, in this episode, we will go through a blend of personal anecdotes and scientific insights. Let's start with an exercise. Picture this. A family moves from Miami, Florida to Barcelona, Spain, thinking that their 3-year-old son will master Spanish, Catalan, and English. Sounds straightforward, right? After all, children are known to learn faster, or so we thought. This story starts with high hopes, but meets reality when, after 6 months of not speaking in the school, the child finally says his first complete sentence in Catalan. This was a very exciting moment. However, it wasn't the level we anticipated. This shows that the idea of kids soaking up languages isn't as simple as we thought. To understand why, let's dive into the science. Dr. Carmen Muñoz from the University of Barcelona challenges the sponge analogy, suggesting proximity isn't enough for language absorption. Meanwhile, neurobiologist Dr. Sandra Coleman introduces us to gatekeeper circuits in our brains, which are more lenient in youth, that regulate neural rewiring and learning. So, what about the critical period of language learning? This concept suggests that there is a window of heightened neural plasticity in children, making it easier for them to form new connections and learn languages. However, this doesn't mean that they learn faster. They might actually learn slower, but more thoroughly compared to adults. Here is where it gets uplifting. Despite initial worries, our story's child began speaking Spanish and Catalan fluently after 2 years. This is a testament that the complexity and resilience of language learning do work over some period of time. Dr. Karen Lichtman's research sheds light on this, showing that adults might learn faster initially, but children's long-term language acquisition without the influence of an accent is unrivaled. What is the key? Deep, meaningful exposure and active use of the language. So, going back to the initial question, do children soak up languages like sponges? The answer is yes and no. They have a remarkable capacity for language learning, but it requires more than passive exposure. It demands active engagement, time, and the right environment. As we conclude today's episode, remember that learning a language is a journey, not a race. Whether you are a parent, teacher, or student, with patience and practice, learning any language is possible. Thanks for joining me on this episode. Until next time. Bye. Dreampocket.com.